From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. In his weekly address, President Obama has offered more details of the connection between al-Qaeda and the man who allegedly botched a Christmas Day attempt to blow up a U.S.-bound airplane. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The president says so far an ongoing administration investigation shows that an al-Qaeda affiliate in Yemen ordered the 23-year-old suspect to target Northwest Airlines Flight 253.
This group, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, trained him, equipped him with those explosives, and directed him to attack that plane headed for America.
President Obama also recalled the day he took the oath as president in an apparent response to criticism from former Vice President Cheney, who has accused Mr. Obama of trying to pretend the nation is not at war.
On that day, I also made it very clear. Our nation is at war against a far-reaching network of violence and hatred, and that we will do whatever it takes to defeat them and defend our country.
The president called for an end to partisan sniping and for what he says is the unity this moment demands. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Iran says it will start enriching uranium by itself if Western countries won't agree to its exchange offer. Iran's foreign minister says the international community has until the end of January to accept its arrangement to help Iran get nuclear fuel, or Iran will do it alone. Iran came up with the offer after rejecting a United Nations plan to swap most of its enriched uranium for nuclear fuel. The UN deal would have limited Iran's ability to use enriched uranium to make a nuclear weapon. The charitable foundation operated by former President Bill Clinton has released its list of donors. The release fulfills an openness pledge made by President Obama when he nominated Hillary Rodham Clinton as Secretary of State. NPR's Howard Berkus has details.
This is the second disclosure of Clinton Foundation donors, and it's designed to respond to concerns about potential conflicts of interest for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. In fact, foreign governments are among major donors, including Norway with $10 to $25 million in the last decade, and Oman with $1 to $5 million. The list gives only a range of donation amounts and doesn't specify amounts for 2009 alone. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, and Brunei gave in past years, but not last year. The current donors include the Australian government's foreign aid program. The Clintons have also agreed to let government ethics officers review foreign government donations. Corporations and private charities are also major benefactors. The White House had no comment about the disclosure. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
The Parliament of Afghanistan has rejected several nominees to President Hamid Karzai's new cabinet. One of the rejected nominees had been tapped to run Afghanistan's energy ministry. He is Ismail Khan, a tribal leader from a province. He led militiamen during Afghanistan's civil war. You're listening to NPR News. Authorities in Denmark have charged a Somali man with trying to kill a Danish artist. The alleged attacker apparently broke into the Copenhagen home of Kurt Vestergaard carrying an axe and a knife. Vestergaard enraged many Muslims in 2005 when he drew a caricature of the Prophet Muhammad wearing a bomb in his turban. He has been threatened before. Danish police tried to arrest the suspect today. They shot him when he turned on them with the axe. A second major art theft has hit France in 2 days, this time including a Picasso, a Rousseau, and 28 others. Frank Browning reports from Paris.
French police said today that paintings by Picasso and Rousseau, valued at around $1.5 million, were stolen from a private villa near Toulon on the Mediterranean Côte d'Azur. The owner of the paintings, who so far has not been named, is a Frenchman who was vacationing in Sweden. A caretaker at the villa apparently discovered the theft Thursday afternoon. This theft follows another on New Year's Eve of a pastel by the French impressionist Edgar Degas. That painting depicted singers performing on a stage and was stolen from a museum in Marseille. Valued at just under $50 million, the Degas was on loan from Paris's Musée d'Orsay. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Thousands of people turned out in Pyongyang, North Korea, to mark New Year's Day. They apparently showed up to mark their support for the North Korean government's new policies, such as improved ties with the West. The New Year's Day rally is an event planned each year for North Koreans. They are to demonstrate their loyalty to leader Kim Jong-il. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.